With the situation with layoffs and the lack of profit, why would GM want to continue to pour money into a development project such as the Volt electric car or any other advanced car? And will you continue to do that?
Taking your second question first, yes, we certainly will continue it. And the reason we're doing it is because, certainly, we have to make some adjustments, given current weak market conditions. But we're focused on the future and convinced that we're in a period of change in the auto industry. Things like battery development and applying batteries to cars, as we're planning on doing with the Volt, is important for the next 100 years of the auto industry.
You say 100 years. Is it sooner than that? Are you looking too far ahead, maybe?
Well, hopefully we'll begin to build these in about 2 years. Maybe a little more than 2 years. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we had about 100 years of an auto industry in which 98% of the energy to power the vehicles has come from oil. We're really going to change that over the next time period. Very different, I think, from a paradigm we've all grown up with.
You are, of course, still making gasoline-powered cars. Will they continue into the long-range future, or is the era over?
Well, my crystal ball is not that clear, but I suspect for a long time we'll continue to offer gasoline-powered vehicles. If we want to move away from the heavy reliance on oil, we're going to have to begin to introduce these new technologies. You know the rate at which they grow. I mean, I hope they grow fast, because I see the demand for oil growing quite strong because of the developments in places like China and India. So I think it's in all of our interests to promote the development of these industries. But I guess we're going to have to see, can we get them to market? Can we get them to be cost-efficient? Can we meet the consumer expectations? And if we can, I think they will grow pretty rapidly.
If you're a betting man, and you probably are, would you bet on hydrogen fuel cells? Would you bet on electricity? Would you bet on a plug-in hybrid? What do you think?
Well, at this point, we're betting on all three, because we think different technologies might work best in different conditions. Urban conditions, suburban, whatever. And at this point, our crystal balls aren't clear enough to tell us for sure which technologies will work. And frankly, a lot of the things we learn about creating electrically driven vehicles driven by a battery, you also need to know that to apply to a fuel cell-powered vehicle. A lot of the electronics. So, a lot of the learning we're doing really applies to all those kinds of vehicles. So, we think today it's a good use of our money to work hard on all three of those.